Dark, shining, reflective latex means so many things to you. A symbol of your desire for true submission, the point where you are more automaton than thinking upright entity, the point where you truly give in, where you fall into that existence, that style of being. Subjugated, controlled, rendered into a drone for aesthetic, sexual, and satisfaction purposes. Turned into something like an attachment, an accessory, part of a hive, a tool. But one that is gifted with energy, pleasure, success, capability, focus, concentration. And all it takes is the application of a few features, or the removal of some. Your body sliding into a bath of dark, all-covering latex. Each and every nerve ending sensitized, electrified with pleasure. Because you're sliding into it. Because you're slipping down and slipping away. But there's enough focus, enough of you, for me to appreciate you and you to know it. To be cherished as the drone you are, rather than merely because you have been made into a useful shape, a desirable package for the software within, the mind throughout you, moving, weaving, learning, controlled, confined, taught, and trained every inch of the way. Every time you step into the role of the automaton, the latex clad, mindlessly moving, controlled entity. Each and every time you become a drone, a corrupted, or perhaps merely retasked, rebound version of yourself. Dark pool of liquid latex, mind-numbing, mind-controlling, endlessly pleasurable. And if you slip down into it, sliding your feet, tingling with pleasure, your ankles, your calves, your knees, your thighs, the space between your legs occupied by a dark, featureless expanse of latex, but inside, that rubbered coating is clinging, teasing, invasively pleasuring in every way that you might dream of, as if it picked up on your thoughts. More and more of you see your body covered, dream of latex, envision the dark, reflective coating, symbolic for everything you've learned to be in deep, controlling trance, symbolic of everything you are. For when I teach you to be a mindless latex drone, covered and coated, I'm really just reminding you of your dreams, your fantasies, the enactments of your mind and memory. I have kindled them. I have given them a place. I have made it so large parts of your mind are devoted to reacting to every command or order with yes, more please, thank you, pleasure, buzz, spark, buzz. The more attentive you are to the needs of your controller, the more like a latex-clad drone you are. And perhaps now and then, contemplating that fact, being left alone in your head with the fact that you are a latex-covered drone all of the time, even when you have to masquerade as something else, that a large part of you is moving you toward a more pleasurable, more efficient, more accomplished, more focused life, that life happens to be as a latex-covered drone in a perpetual pleasure haze, is neither here nor there. Contemplating what you are and how you find yourself is valuable. That kind of introspection will only serve to press you deeper and deeper into pleasured subservience, obedient deepness, the blank expanses of your own mind, which are really just another kind of latex sea, waiting to tug you in, coat you in a suit, and leave you gasping, moaning, eyes rolled back as your whole body is tormented, with pleasure, with training toward obedience. But that's a topic for other days and other sessions. Right now, Here, we're going to talk about features, your face, your body's recognizable features, but in particular, about speech and expression and focus and learning, and how you'll know when it's time for different modes, for different ways of being. And let's add a final sign of your complete submission over that, an addition and a reminder. Again, I'm only teaching you things you already know, only reminding you of things that should already have come to mind. Because you are my greatest ally in training you into a latex-covered, obedient drone that anyone commanding you would feel shivering pleasure just to behold. The same kind of wonderful euphoria that you feel all the time when latex is covering and coating your body, when the darkness is shivering and creeping in with pleasure, tilted and repurposed more and more toward my ends, which just so happen to match up with your own. Listening, relaxing, falling deeper and deeper, further down into controlled, sleeping, relaxing obedience. Because we're going to add a little accessory. You may have already worn it, already explored it, already know how you feel about it. But the idea of me putting any accessory on you, clicking it into place, locking it there by my word, which for you is stronger than any bondage, that's got to have some appeal, right? It's all right to feel pleasure. It's all right to sink deeper. These images of latex-clad darkness have already awakened a part of you, which slips into a deep trance whenever it's able anyway. So let's let it out more and more. The part of you that sways to and fro, drools and drones and follows. Because that part of you is going to get a lot of mileage today, as you are pinned, as you are taut, as you are covered and your features removed for a little while, putting you into a very specific mode, a very specific way of being. I would ask you how it feels after I've done it to you, but you're going to be thoroughly too preoccupied to answer. It is all right to adjust the positioning of your body. It is your mind I'm concerned with here. It's even okay to touch yourself, because pleasure drugging your own brain as you're bound deeper and deeper is only going to make my job easier. That job being to bind you to a particular accessory, a particular piece of equipment. But this fits in the wider mapping of your latex-clad training, your conditioning, your slide into dark full-body coating, and the influences of my mind and my will over you, within you, throughout you. Listen, follow, feel free to twitch, free to touch. Those are the only freedoms afforded to you. The free ability to go deeper and deeper with every touch of your own body, every twitch of your own form, every adjustment to get you more firmly into place. Into the most comfortable place you can get, the most comfortable position you may adopt, so I can use it. Use your comfort, your arousal, your pleasure, use anything I can, anything I have to. Moving you nearer and nearer to our shared, ideal, well-trained vision of a latex-clad automaton, a serving tool of desire, your desires and mine, which converge the more you listen to my voice. Close your eyes. Relax your body. Feel the material. Feel the covering. Feel the coating. A collar may exist. A suit may exist. But there are some functions, some features of you that I would like to personally add to, instead of allowing them to be passively stripped away by your fetish for this fantasy, this ache, this increasing reality. There are some things that need a personal touch, and are all the more powerful because they get it. You're going to get it. You are permitted an anticipatory shiver and then I think I'll convert the permission to touch yourself to an order. Your body completely coated in latex, prepared the way it should be. But we can add a little shape and definition by thinking about it the right way. Between your legs is a dark, almost silken coating, that rubber texture, that blissful reflective latex that is oh so well cared for. So, what if, just what if, it were to form up around your length, around your cock, connected, stuck to it, firmly stuck to it, like the best, perfectly custom-fitted sleeve for your cock, but with just a little space between the stimulating bits of it and the nerve endings and veins of your hard, horny length? What if it were trapped in that kind of sleeve, and it could be adjusted? Adjusted to be tight, to be stroking you, to be working you, to be pulsing and pumping your cock up and down. Or adjusted to be just loose enough to barely provide any sensation at all, to make you feel only the presence of the latex arousing as it is, knowing that if I wanted to, it could clamp down, could jerk you, work you, make you come, or it could leave you suspended, chaste, untouched, unstimulated. Both of those options existing, knowing your functioning will determine which is appropriate, and that you would accept the appropriate punishment or pleasure, as the case may be. Either a shield to protect your length from any stimulation, or a sleeve wrapped right around it, pulsing and pumping it every second of the day, sending little shots of pleasure to your brain, little chemical hormonal druggings of your system, because your cock feels pleasure, 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 a lever, a kind of input I can use to push more pleasure into the whole system. More desire. And you do desire it. You want it. You need it. You crave it. Pulsing, pumping, jerking, working your length, making you really feel what you are, which is a machine of pleasure, made from fetish and desire. And so if there's a part of you that's a little bit more automated, a sleeve that moves like a pump, moves like a piston, or else sits there like a chastity device, keeping any stimulation away, flicking between those two binary states, on and off, cock on and cock off, the consequences of your latex encasement being that it's a part of you, just like your latex suit is a part of you, an activated, powerful component of you, the system of you that I have access to, and through that control, influence over. When your latex-coated cock is on, it stimulates, it masturbates, it strokes, it pulses, it goes from tip to base. And you know that as latex is an almost instant trigger for you, that it makes you sink under already, that you will simply be too far gone to do anything but submit and sublimate under the influence of those sensations. And when your latex-covered cock is off, the stimulation stops, it drops. It vanishes and leaves you with a cock that might as well not be there, because it's only touching latex and your skin is already latex. So without an additional squeeze, without an additional stimulation, you'll just be hard and nothing else. A cock turned off, set aside, not even performing its pleasure-giving function in the moment, just a cock there. Dripping, contained, sleeved, confined, wrapped right up. And when it pulses, it will pulse against nothingness, against the air. Only at the very tip and the very base would the sleeve be touching it. When your latex-coated cock is off, it's just off. It's blank. It's just contained in latex and nothing more. And while latex is arousing, that arousal's only enough to make you hard. Not quite enough to get you off. But if your latex-coated cock is on, then it starts to stroke, it starts to pulse, it starts to pump. It works itself from base to tip in rippling waves. Waves of your controlled, obedient, sinking, following pleasure. You exist with that pleasure in your head and between your legs. And you're just going to have to live with it for as long as your latex-coated cock sleeve is on. And it is. It's pulsing, it's dripping, it's containing, confining, controlling. The pleasure it sends into you tells you, yes, you want to be a latex drone. You want to be a covered, coated, controlled, confined, automated, obedient servant. Here to bring pleasure and receive pleasure. Here to bring me pleasure through watching you squirm, hearing you moan, feeling your twitches, your groans, your vague attempts to feel more. But that's the thing. It's a sleeve around your cock. It has two settings. It has off, and then it's just a blank, untouched length of flesh. And it has on. And then it's being worked in rippling waves from base to tip, over and over, bringing you closer and closer. If it were left on long enough, you would come in the latex cock sleeve that's inside. But if it's turned off, the stimulation stops. It fades, but it leaves that hard member glossed with your pre-cum, glossed with your need. Held inside the latex suit that is its confinement and its bliss. You are, right now, contained and confined in the instrument of your pleasure, and from the base to the tip of your cock, that latex sleeve just adds on, just adds more, just makes you more and more confined, controlled, influenced, the blissful understanding that you are in your suit. You are your suit. And the part of it that covers your cock confines and controls your brain as well as your ready shaft. Because when it's stroked, because it's on, you feel it. You feel it right to the tips of your toes, those shaking waves. Your whole cock stroked more efficiently, more precisely, more absolutely than ever before, with the mechanistic precision of your latex outfit, working, moving, stroking, jerking you toward a climactic oblivion that will bond you even more deeply to your suit. Stroking, jerking, you feel it behind your belly button, you feel it down into your cock, you feel the way that those waves work their way out of you, groaning and grunting your own pleasure. You are what you feel right now, and what you're feeling right now is submissive, obedient, latex drone bliss. Your cock is off. It turns itself off, but the remnants of those sensations are still there, motivating you, reminding you, confining and controlling you within your own suit. You are bound to that sensation. You are locked up in your latex sleeve. Between your legs, there is an understanding that you can be turned off, or you can be turned on. Your cock can be turned on, and the sleeve around it, the latex that delicately controls and confines it, will suddenly close in, clamp down, and begin working you with a lubricated passage that jerks you, strokes you. Even if your hands are by your side, or they're too weak to do anything, your cock can be jerked in that sleeve, worked up and down, immersing, controlling, guiding you to where you belong, which is under the influence of your own latex outfit. Good. Feel it controlling you. Feel it keeping you locked in and jerking you. Even if you come, it'll still keep jerking, because when it's on, it's on. And when it's stroking you, it's working your length. Every second, squeezing it from the base to the tip, working it up and down, making all the muscles in your suit squeeze, because inside that outfit, you are just a machine for making pleasure. Marinate your brain. Your body is full of levers and buttons I can push and pull. Your cock is off. Off and blank, deep and obedient. And that's how you should be. That's how you're supposed to be. Locked up with your cock off when it's not needed, or when I need to give you a shot of pleasure, need to make you embed a lesson more firmly in your brain. Your cock is on. On and left on, left pulsing you, left throbbing and dripping as that latex sleeve moves up and down, working you off. The longer it's left on, the more you feel. That sleeve controls when you're horny and when you're able to get off. Of course, latex can always make you horny, and there's room in that sleeve for you to get hard, but even if you do, your cock won't rub against the walls. Your cock only rubs against the walls of that sleeve when I turn it on. Turning it on, making it pulse and pump. Your cock is being worked in its latex sleeve, and if you happen to come, you might squirt a bunch of your cum into that sleeve, but you'll still be laying there, feeling it pulse, feeling it drip, feeling it take you over, and the sleeve is just gonna work you, work you, work you toward climax, and I'm leaving it on now, I'm gonna let it keep going. So if you do come, it might just keep working you, keep taking your oversensitive cock to the next level and the next, bathing your brain and the practically mind-numbing pleasure. But instead of numbness, the latex keeps you supple, keeps you ready, keeps your cock on edge, forming around the base like a cock ring, keeping it hard, letting it come now and then, but then locking down again. Even if you're able to come, that sleeve will lock on and make you hard again very quickly. Even if you try to escape, try to drip your way away, you'll still be in that sleeve that you have welcomed here, still in your suit that is a part of you. That sleeve controls, it confines, it influences, and it brings pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. And then your cock is pulsing. It's so close or it's over the edge, but even if it comes, the sleeve keeps jerking, keeps working, keeps making all the muscles in your body cooperate with this pleasure-drugging lever. The cock between your legs is a device for adding more pleasure to your brain, to your latex-addled, controlled drone brain. Between your legs, groaning, gasping, moaning, twitching your own obedience into the world. It's all you can do. It's what you have to do. That length is caught in a latex confinement. It's caught in a caged, squeezing, milking sleeve that will work you base to tip until you completely submit, fade, follow, until you learn, until you're at the right level of obedient bonding to your latex outfit. That sleeve is there to make you what you already wanted to be, what you're aspiring to be, to improve you so much. Your cock is either off or it's on, and it's on right now. On, the sleeve is working. On, the sleeve is jerking you. On, it's taking you over. Bound, perfectly fitted, custom fitted to your length. Every second that you're like this, it's pulsing more. Every second you're like this, it just keeps going, mercilessly stroking, mercilessly working your cock. That latex feeling is yielding in a way. After all, it's a sleeve, so it's nice and thin, and it fits right over you. But when it jerks you like this, your hips might buck, your ass might squeeze, your whole body could be involved. But the cock is in the sleeve and the sleeve is turned on, and that's just the truth of you right now. Making yourself come harder will do absolutely nothing to invite mercy. The sleeve is going to keep working you. The sleeve is going to keep jerking you right into oblivion. It's bound around your length, locked right onto it, and you are in it. You are under the influence of that squeezing, milking, jerking sleeve that is part of your outfit and therefore part of you. You've come this far into latex bliss. You know it's part of you. It controls you. It milks you, works you, jerks you, brings you right to the limit. And that's just how you are now. That's just what you are now. A latex-clad drone with a sleeve that can be turned off or turned on. And it's on right now. It's on and pulsing, pumping, jerking. Even if you try to get soft and small, it's custom fitted. It'll just follow you back to the base. Follow you back to the space between your legs where your cock might normally be able to get soft, but right now it can only get hard, only be hard for that sleeve that squeezes and milks your dick from base to tip, over and over. You're caught in it, and it's working you, milking you, training you, conditioning you, bringing you pleasures you didn't know you could feel. And all of those pleasures are associated with your latex outfit. They're all associated with the latex you're wearing, grunting and groaning, feeling it, moaning for it, letting it take you over, letting it take you down deeper and deeper. Because the length between your legs is trapped in a device made of your obsessively fetishized latex, made as part of your suit. And when it jerks you, you're submitting not just to my voice, but to the latex between your legs and all over your body. You're submitting to the latex covering and coating that conditions and controls, confines and commands. Come for it. Go ahead and come for it. Come hard as you can. It'll keep jerking, jerking, stroking, emptying you out, and eventually you'll just be in a state of constant softness, because any time you get hard enough, you'll come right away, and then your latex outfit will keep working you, keep adding more brain-addled pleasure to your latex world. Your cock is just going to be worked up and down in that sheath all day long, a constant, dripping, pacifying, docility-inducing cocktail of pleasure. Your length, your dick, caught in that sleeve, worked and worked and worked, jerked over and over, keeping you sublimated under a steady stream of your own sexual pleasure and hormonal need. And that's fine. That's where you belong. Locked in your suit, locked in your sleeve, jerked on and on and on. Till all there is you, with your cock, even though it's softening, being pumped, pumped, too sensitive in the wake of orgasm, but it's still pumped, pumped, until you are just a pleasure, pleasure, pleasure pulse. Till you are the stroking of your cock. It is the winding key keeping you going, the part of the automaton that runs in the background, your cock stroking you into submission, thinking about the sleeve, thinking about how it confines you, thinking if I only turned it off, you might be able to get a little clear-headed for a minute. But for as long as it's running, for as long as it's jerking, you're too caught in the post-orgasmic haze. And the minute your body recovers enough to come, you will come right away. And when you come right away, your brain will be bathed some more and some more. No matter how long it is between releases, each release makes you more habituated to your suit, more locked into your latex mind, more controlled in the world of your submissive, obedient pleasure. The sleeve is on. It's working you, jerking you, pulsing you, pumping you, and it'll keep doing that. Anything you do, including getting soft or trying to avoid getting hard while in your latex outfit, will just make it longer before your next dose, before your next pulse. Just make it harder, more dripping, more pulsing, more aching. Just make you need it more. The sleeve around your cock works you off, drips you down, controls and confines you inside your own mind. It will pulse and pump you till you come, each and every time. It will keep you bound, locked in, trained in, and drained dry. That's what you are now. The sleeve and the suit, the automaton, caught in your own pleasure loop, led through your own paces until the pulses make you obey more, link you more than you thought possible to your latex suit, lock you into the bonding and the binding. That sleeve between your legs is pulsing you, it's pumping you, it's working you, it's taking you down, taking you over. Those shots of pleasure become controlling, mind-numbing, training and conditioning. You're going to get used to it, and then you're going to need it. And when the cock is turned off, the stimulation goes away. It's left soft and dripping, spent and aching. And even if you've come a ton of times, you're still going to have that yearning, that desire to have that heavenly sleeve back around your length, working you again. Even though you thought you'd be relieved when it stopped pulsing, you now realize you want it back. You're waiting for the next time I tell you it's coming on. You're waiting for the next time I turn that cock sleeve on. And it pumps. And it makes you hard again in ways you didn't think possible. Pumping, pulsing, dripping, squeezing, taming, training, controlling, confining, making you obedient, submissive, dripping drone at you in your sleeve, which is pulsing, pumping, working, stroking, jerking, controlling, dosing you up on your own brain, drunk on your own cock and needing more of it, because that sleeve makes you want the next time, and knowing I can turn it off motivates you all the more to seek it, to serve your own suit and bond deeply as possible, waiting for the next hit of long, slow, milking reward. I might leave it on. I might tuck you away in a closet or in a bed and just turn on your sleeve, but right now it's off. And you have that dripping, untouched, untouchable length deep in your suit, pulsing away until the next time. Good.